Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, former President Donald Trump has stated that the United States is not willing to make a trade deal with China unless the trade deficit is resolved. Second, a tentative deal has been reached in the Republican fight over proxy voting for new parents. Third, the United States has blocked sea salt imports from South Korean salt farms over concerns of forced labor. Finally, we'll cover what you need to know about nations considering the first global tax on emissions for shipping. In our top story today, former President Donald Trump has made it clear that the United States will not engage in a trade deal with China unless the significant trade deficit, which exceeds $1 trillion, is addressed. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Trump emphasized the substantial financial imbalance, noting that while some countries have a trade deficit of over $1 billion with the U.S., China's deficit surpasses $1 trillion. Trump stated, "We have a $1 trillion trade deficit with China. Hundreds of billions of dollars a year we lose to China, and unless we solve that problem, I'm not going to make a deal." Trump's comments come as he prepares to implement sweeping new tariffs under the banner of Liberation Day, a move that could potentially spark a global trade war. These tariffs have already led to nervous reactions in global markets, with key trading partners such as the European Union and Britain preparing their responses. Trump argues that the tariffs will bring in an additional $1 trillion by next year and claims they are encouraging companies to relocate manufacturing to the United States, with investments pouring into states like North Carolina, Detroit, and Illinois. The former president also took to Truth Social to express his views, stating that tariffs are bringing tens of billions of dollars into the U.S. and are essential to reversing the financial deficits that have grown under President Joe Biden. Trump has implemented a 10% baseline tariff on all imported goods, with higher tariffs imposed on certain countries, including a 34% reciprocal tariff on China, in addition to the baseline. While Canada and Mexico are temporarily exempt from these reciprocal tariffs, they still face other tariffs on goods and energy. This stance reflects Trump's long-standing approach to international trade, where he has consistently pushed for policies that he believes will create a more balanced trade landscape for the U.S. The implications of these tariffs and the potential for a trade war could significantly impact the global economy and U.S. relations with its trading partners. As Trump continues to advocate for these measures, the broader political landscape may shift, with increased debates on the effectiveness and consequences of such economic policies. Tentative deal reached in House Republican fight over proxy voting for new parents. In a significant development, a tentative deal has been reached in the House of Representatives regarding proxy voting for new parents. The agreement, led by Florida Representative Anna Paulina Luna and House Speaker Mike Johnson, aims to resolve a standoff that had stalled legislative work. Instead of allowing proxy voting, the deal will formalize a pairing system where one member who is physically present cancels out the vote of an absent member. This option will be available to all Republicans unable to vote, including new parents and those facing medical or family emergencies. This issue has been contentious, with House Speaker Johnson opposing proxy voting as an assault on the Constitution. He argued that it would open Pandora's box and lead to further complications. However, the push for proxy voting had gained bipartisan support, with 218 lawmakers, including many young parents, backing the proposal. The debate highlighted the need for Congress to adapt to modern family needs and support work-life balance for its members. The resolution for proxy voting was championed by Representative Luna, who recently became a mother, and Democratic Representative Brittany Peterson, who has also been advocating for the change. The proposal was particularly aimed at supporting lawmakers who are new parents, pregnant, or dealing with serious medical conditions. With the new deal, Republican leaders are expected to move forward with key legislative priorities, including a revised budget framework aligned with former President Donald Trump's economic agenda. This agreement reflects a shift in the legislative landscape, underscoring the growing recognition of family-oriented policies within Congress. The outcome could influence public opinion by illustrating a commitment to modernizing legislative processes to accommodate diverse needs. As this issue progresses, it may set a precedent for similar initiatives aimed at balancing professional responsibilities with personal life in political spheres. Next up, we'll discuss the United States' decision to block sea salt imports from South Korean salt farms due to forced labor concerns. United States blocks sea salt imports from South Korean salt farm over forced labor concerns. In a decisive move, the United States has blocked the import of sea salt products from the Taepyeong salt farm in South Korea, citing concerns over forced labor. This action marks the first time a foreign government has taken such measures against a South Korean company for labor violations. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection issued a withhold release order against the farm, which is located in the island county of Sinan, a major hub for South Korea's sea salt production. The Taepyeong salt farm, South Korea's largest, produces about 16,000 tons of salt annually, accounting for approximately 6% of the country's total salt output. The farm has faced repeated accusations of using forced labor, with significant allegations surfacing in both 2014 and 2021. The U.S. decision to block imports reflects increasing scrutiny on labor practices and the enforcement of ethical supply chain standards. This move by the U.S. has broader implications for international trade and human rights advocacy. It highlights the importance of addressing labor abuses and ensuring that supply chains are free from exploitation. The decision may pressure other countries to reevaluate their trade relationships with South Korean salt producers and could lead to increased efforts to combat forced labor globally. South Korea's foreign ministry has stated that steps have been taken since 2021 to improve labor practices at Taepyeong. However, U.S. Customs identified several signs of forced labor, including abuse of vulnerability, restriction of movement, and withholding of wages. The U.S. action could lead to more rigorous enforcement of labor laws in South Korea, prompting changes that align with international human rights standards. This development underscores the growing emphasis on ethical trade practices and the potential for international pressure to affect change. As the U.S. continues to take a firm stance on forced labor, it may encourage other nations to adopt similar measures, potentially reshaping global trade policies. The outcome of this situation could influence public opinion on the importance of human rights in trade agreements and set a precedent for future actions against labor exploitation. In other news, we'll explore what you need to know about nations considering the first global tax on emissions for shipping. Nations consider first global tax on shipping emissions. In a groundbreaking move, nations are working towards an agreement to impose a global carbon tax on commercial shipping emissions. The International Maritime Organization, which oversees international shipping, has set a target to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. The organization's Marine Environment Protection Committee is meeting in London to discuss the proposed regulations, which would mandate a fee on maritime emissions and introduce a marine fuel standard to promote cleaner fuels. This initiative is crucial as emissions from shipping have surged, now accounting for about 3% of global emissions. The sector's reliance on fossil fuels has been a significant hurdle in reducing its carbon footprint. The proposed measures aim to bridge the cost gap between traditional fossil fuels and greener alternatives like hydrogen and ammonia. The talks are driven by Pacific Island nations that are particularly vulnerable to climate change. They advocate for a flat levy on emissions, supported by over 60 countries and the shipping industry itself. However, some nations, including China and Brazil, propose a credit trading model instead. This divide highlights the challenge of reaching a consensus that balances environmental goals with economic interests. If the committee finalizes the regulations, they could be adopted by October and take effect in 2027. This would signal a significant shift towards sustainable practices in the shipping industry, potentially setting a precedent for other sectors and reinforcing the global commitment to tackling climate change. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.